It is. You know, it's technology I'm not too good at. All right, we're going to be reading a couple of places tonight. I want to read a couple of verses in Romans chapter 3 first. And then we will read in the book of Psalms chapter 37 for our thought tonight. I'm going to read a couple of verses first in the book of Psalms. And if you're not guilty of part of this, don't hold your hand up. We'll just pray for you here after a while. So it says, in verse 22, it says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. I want you to remember that. For there is no difference. If I was titling this tonight, I would title it, there is no difference. And verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Psalms chapter 37, verse 1, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the works of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light, and thy judgment as noonday. I'll stop there for a few minutes. Now, I want to talk a little bit. There is no difference. But you know that we live in a society that people makes a difference in a lot of things that they do here on this earth. They'll make a difference in people, how they dress, how they act, or how much money they got in their billfold. I've got a good friend in the real estate business in Columbia, and he told me, he said, Adair County had oodlings of $5 millionaires. I'll tell you what, children, we need to look and trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, I am that I am. He told Moses, and whenever Moses gave him excuses, like what Brian has been guilty of, he couldn't go and lead the people out of bondage. He made excuses, and he told the Lord, he said, I am slow to speak. I want to tell you what, that will get you out of it, because he told Moses, the Lord did. He said, how about thy brother Aaron? He's a good mouth speaker, other words. He'll do the speaking for you. God is always, and he always will have, men of God that will tell it exactly the way it is. I know we're living in a society, Brother Barry. It's a getting a little further in between every year. But if the Word of God said you to do it, we better be doing it. And if it says not to do it, we better leave it alone. I read it in your hearing tonight, to trust in the Lord with all your might. I want to tell you what, children, whenever I got saved, I laid the burden down. I gave it to the Lord. And I'm here to tell you what, a killer, God has took care of me for 30 some years. Who else could I trust but Him? I want to tell you what, it's better, the Bible said, in the middle of it, the middle verse of the Bible said, it tells you it is better to trust the Lord and to put your confidence in man. I want to tell you tonight, if you're here tonight and you haven't had a born-again experience with God, today, as the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. You don't have the promise of tomorrow. Now, I want to tell you, you may say, well, preacher, I'm as good as old so-and-so down at the church. Brother, I'll tell you something. I thought I was at one time. I looked at everybody, and you know what? I'll tell you what, but I got saved one night down at an old altar of prayer, and people started looking a lot better to me whenever I got what I needed. Yeah. I'm here to tell you what, there's a lot of preaching like this. There's a lot of people that got popcorn religion. They'll pop in or pop out. But I'm here to tell you what, church, I had popcorn the other night, and I tell you what, it's same pop. I want to tell you what, you get her pot just right, and it won't be burnt all over either. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Let's wake up. Glory. I'll tell you, it's time. It's time, you know. I tell you what, there is no difference. I'm going to get to what I was aiming to preach on here in a minute. There is no difference. You may think, well, I've been too mean to go to heaven. Oh, I've done something. I'll tell you what, I'd take you to a man today. I'd take you to him, and he'll tell you he can't go to heaven because of a few things he done years ago. I want to tell you something. God, there's just one unpardonable sin, and that is sinning against the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you what. There ain't none of us perfect. And I'll tell you straight from the pulpit. I'll tell you what. I have more trouble with Willard Bryce than I do anybody else sitting here. I'll just like tell you the truth tonight. But I want to tell you one thing. I found somebody to help me. The one that I put my trust in. I got somebody that I can go to whenever I'm down. Well, glory. Whenever I'm down and low in my feet, I've got somebody to go to. I'm here to tell you what. I used to hear an old brother say many, many years ago. He said, whenever you feel like you're dropping down, he said, just start bending your knees. And he said, it won't be long till you'll be where you are to be, a crying to God. I'm here to tell you what, we need to trust God for a lot of things in our life. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't go out here and buy a big going dead and buy something without talking to God about it. I'll tell you the truth tonight, I depend upon God. I'll tell you, I know He's there and I know He's never let me down. And I tell you, I wish I could stand here tonight and tell you I've never let God down. I wish I could, but brother, I can't. But I can tell you this, God has never let me down, and He never will. I tell you what, He's a God of Jehovah, the Bible says. It says, I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. And He said He created all men in His likeness. Now I'm getting where I want to be. He created us all. I tell you what, there's not no big eyes and little U's in the sight of God. I want to tell you what, you get your born again experience with God and you're going to heaven. I want to tell you tonight, it don't matter if you've got $1 million or a penny in your pocket. I want to tell you tonight, we need to work it out for ourselves. You know what's wrong with us today? We try to work everybody else's out and leave ours alone. If I went down to Brother Vernon's house next spring and put him out of garden and kept it hoed out and left mine grow up, I'll tell you what, at the end of the way, he would have fruit and I wouldn't have none. I want to tell you what, I've got enough trouble with myself. I want to tell you, church, tonight we need, there's no difference in none of us. We're all human. We all come from the dust and we're all going back to it. And we all have a soul. And God's going to require it back. Now listen to me tonight. I want to preach her straight to you tonight. You may not want to come back tomorrow night, but you'll get to hear one anyway. That's what I heard the other morning. I'll tell you what. Just tell it the way it is. Oh, church. Now, I want to tell you, it's time. It's time that we realize that we're just as good as anybody else. I'm telling you what, I'm pretty. I am. I'm beautiful. How do you figure that? People shaking their head like this. I know I am, because the Word talked about with the apple of the Lord's eye. I tell you what, my mother told me one time that beauty was in the eyes of the beholder, and I believe her. She never lied to me. But I tell you, that's another story. But I want to tell you tonight, there is no difference in us. We all flesh. We all, every one of us is flesh. Every one of us has got a soul. Every one of us has got feelings. Oh, I tell you what, and a lot of us, we wear them on our shoulder every once in a while. I'll tell you what we need to do, Brother Leroy. We need to knock them off and settle them a little bit. It would help Willard every once in a while. I'm talking about Willard tonight. I'm here to tell you what, we Kentucky or somebody can be a plan that we like. I said we, I'm just as guilty as you are. And I'll tell you what, whenever they're doing good, we're rearing back. The coach is one of the best that ever was. But boy, you let them lose about 3 games straight. Well, we need to change coaches. I'm here to tell you what, I have never lost a battle with God yet. And neither will you. I want to tell you what, He's been proven. He's been proven in battle. He's been proven in the lion's den. He's been proven in the fiery furnace. He's been proven in the tomb. He's been proven on the cross. And He's always with. Now, why wouldn't we trust Him? Why wouldn't we trust Him? I said there ain't no difference in us. Why wouldn't we? I'm talking about we. Why wouldn't we trust Him? I'll tell you why. A lot of people today don't trust God. They're afraid. They love. They're in God, in love with this world. I want to tell you what. Love not the world, neither the things that they're in. I want to tell you what we need to love and trust is God Almighty. Glory. Man, gay preacher, he just well fold his Bible and go to the house. Now, let's go on. There is no difference. There is no difference. Oh, I tell you what. There's a lot of people can smile, buddy, and I'll tell you what, can really get your attention. And I'll tell you something else can get your attention, too. Let some of them frown at you every once in a while. I've seen it both down through the years, and I'm here to tell you what. But I want to tell you what really got my attention was whenever God started knocking at that door one night. Said, come, my child, come. And boy, I tell you what, I thought that old preacher lived with me that week. Oh, he plowed that corn that night. I'm here to tell you what. And then about halfway through his sermon, he's one of them air jobs. And I tell you what, about 30 minutes, I thought he never would shut up so I could get saved. I'm here to tell you what, church, when the time gets right, is the time to be saved. Is it right tonight for you? Oh, is it right? I'll just bring her right down. There's no difference. God is no respect. I'll tell you what the Word said. God is no respect of person. You know what? We're living in a society. We have respect here and we have respect there. But God is not no respect of person. God is God. He said, I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. got saved, brother. He was there. No, I tell you what. I've had this question asked to me. I may have told that here. Some of the churches, some people sure has heard me say this. But I was in a revival one night, and there's a little girl about 7 or 8 year old come to the altar. And boy, I mean, she cried her heart out. She raised up and I said, "Honey, are you sure you saved?" Guess what she told me? She said, "I wouldn't trade places with you." And buddy, that's a good sign that you're saved. I'll tell you what, I made a mistake one time of saying I like to preach like somebody. Boy, I'll tell you what, my wife, thank God for a good woman now, man. I'll tell you what, we drove down the road about a mile. She said, "I just want to tell you something." And then my wife's pretty quiet most of the time. She said, "I'll just tell you, God called you to preach. He called you to be Willard, not someone else." And brother, from that day to this, I tell you what, it ain't entered in my mind to try to preach like somebody else. I want to preach what God gives me and lay it out. And I'm here to tell you what, it'll be all right. I've been trying to tell people that God loves them ever since 1988. I've been trying to tell them that He ain't making no difference between them. And I want to tell you tonight, God loves you and He ain't going to make no difference in you. Anybody say something like me would save anybody. I'll just bring her right down. And now let's go on just a little bit. You know, old Moses there. Whenever Moses, he started giving all this here excuses and all that. They went through the snake deal. Oh, I tell you what, he said, "What's that you got in your hand?" He said, "A staff." He said, "Throw it down." And he throwed it down and it became a staff. I'll tell you what, and then he said, "Pick it up." It's a good thing I wasn't there. That's all I'm saying. I'm here to tell you what, I don't know where I'd have that line of faith or not. I'm scared to death of a snake. But you know what? Children, that snake that he throw down there, the old musicians, they done all theirs. They done all theirs and they turned the snake. Guess what happened to them? The snake of God swallowed them all. Hey, I'll tell you what, you may sin and you think you've got that sin hid from your helpmate or somebody, but I'm here to tell you what, God knows all about you. That's as plain as I know how to put it. Children, I'll tell you what, I have to every once in a while say, "Lord, it's Willard again. I'm honest with you tonight." Now, I want to tell you what, there's no difference in you and me between God. You know what, you may not be required to get up here and holler and carry on like I do, but I'm here to tell you what, it ain't the rest of these preachers here tonight, they now preach me 2-1, but I'll guarantee you one thing, they don't enjoy it no better than I do. I'm here to tell you what, I know what God done for me. He set me free, and he that is set free is free indeed. Why should I be bound down? Why shouldn't I trust the God that took that sin, that burden off of me? Oh, I tell you what, church, there's a lot of people in this day and time, they need to call upon a God that can deliver them. Just like the children of Israel did. Just like Daniel. Oh, he prayed 3 times a day like his custom was, brother. I'll tell you what, whenever they put him down there in the lion's den, oh, I'll tell you what, God locked the jaws of them lions. And I tell you what, how about the 3 Hebrew children? Oh, I'll tell you what, they throw 3 in there the next morning whenever the old king looked down there, he said, "I see 4. Where glory in the 4th man is like the Son of God, loose and a walking around." I want to tell you what, people, a God that can do that can do it for us. You know why, you old crazy preacher? I've been accused of being crazy before. I'll tell you what, I was accused of being a Christian one time, and I'd rather be accused of that than be accused of anything. I'll tell you what. And I'll tell you this, God is making no difference in old Willard Bryan. Whenever I got it figured out after I quit looking at people and started looking at Willard, things I found out too many faults. I didn't have time to look somebody else. I'm here to tell you what. Children, God forgave me down to the low altar of prayer. And I've been trying to tell people God will forgive you. It don't matter if you're here tonight. what you've got in your life. I want to tell you tonight, God is a forgiving God.
Yes.
The Bible says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Oh, He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Come and repent and turn your life over to God. A God that can deliver you. A God that will be there for you. Oh, I tell you what. I told a guy the other day, I said, I'm going to die on you. He said, you ain't going to owe me as much as you are the Lord. And boy, I looked at him and I grinned. I said, you are so right. I tell you what, I got a neighbor that lives down the road, don't never dart in a church door. But I'll tell you what, he's as good to me as gold. He'll grow a garden and he'll bring tomatoes. He does all this stuff to me. And I tell you what, hey, you can't hardly pay him for nothing. But I'll tell you what, tonight God told him the other day, I said, God loves you and He'd like to see you in church, you and your wife. They'd like to see you get saved. Oh, children, I want to tell you tonight, God is still saving people.
Yeah.
How do you know, preacher? Well, you come and follow me a while. You'll find out in the next 4 or 5 months. I've got it lined up. I'll tell you what. Show you God is still a God. I'm telling you tonight, there ain't no difference where I go. The same gospel that saved me will save you.
Yeah.
The same word. The old king. Well, let's go on. I've been accused of being the King James man. I just well as I'm preaching like that. I am a King James man. I'll tell you why I am. It was good enough for me to live by. It'll be good enough to die by. And it'll be good enough to face judgment by. Some of these storybooks they got out here, why, my Lord, I wouldn't know where I was saved or not if I went by. Yeah. Now, let's flat tell you, children, you get you an old King James Version, you get your head in it, you'll find out how little you are and how big God is.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you what, God is an awesome God tonight. He loves you tonight. The Bible says God is love. Oh, I tell you what, children, and it, oh, I like it here. It tells us that we can stand there in the day of judgment with boldness. You know why? It's because we love the Lord. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, oh, I want to tell you there's no difference in him and your pastor sitting right over here, or Brother Eddie sitting there. There's not a bit of difference. He saved him, he'll save you. By the way, it's good to have Cornerstone Church with us tonight. It's good to see them. But I want to tell you tonight, these children, I told them the other night in a church I was somewhere, and I told them, I said, I'll tell you one thing. There's coming a day when there's not going to be no pardon. You know, there's no difference because we've all come through the birth of a woman. Every one of us that's sitting here, we wasn't created like God was. From the dusty earth, we come to a birth of a woman. But I'm here to tell you what, church, we're going to go by the way of the grave or by the way of the translation. I want to tell you what, church, we're going to leave this world some of these days. And it's how we leave. It's how we're going to face the judgment seat of God. Oh, it's pointed on the man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. And the Bible says, all shall stand before the judgment seat of God and shall give account for the deeds done in their body, whether it be good or bad. I'm here to tell you tonight, we need to get it under the blood and let God take care of and live by faith. Oh, I know we'll get her in there. Live by faith. Oh, I tell you what, if you got your faith tonight and your trust isn't in God, if it's not right here, as we get us a song tonight, if you're here tonight and you need prayer, this altar is open. I tell you what, this, you know what the word revival really means? It means for the church to get stirred up a little bit. Get revived up a little bit. If you don't believe it, read it when you get home. You've got an old Webster dictionary. Look it up. You got a Bible dictionary. But it's a good place for the lost and undone to come and know the Lord and a free pardon of sin. Stand with us tonight if you're here and want to come tonight. And there's something in your life that you need to get away. tonight is the night. Would you come? How about it tonight? Stuff that people's trying to teach. You're going to have so long to repent, or you're going to be in a holding pen and be fed from the throne of God. And if you pay the priest enough or the preacher enough down at the church, oh, you'll go in. I tell you what, don't believe that garbage. Believe what the Word of God says. It says a man must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It also says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to tell you what, whosoever shall call upon the name of God shall be saved. There's no difference tonight as we sing, would you come? Glory. Every one of you, glad you came, and come back if you can and pray for us this week that souls would be born into the kingdom of God, brother.